Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company you have always wanted, the cleaning company you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, have questions for Mike, or want to hire Mike to speak at your next event, email me, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give me a call at 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we're picking up where Mike and Cheryl left off in the last episode, so buckle up, you're in for a real treat.
I've got so many questions and so little time. Next question, talk to me about QuickBooks. I would say 80% of the customers I use, maybe more, I work with are on QuickBooks. Talk to me about integrations, and does it make sense for, does it integrate? B, do we use QuickBooks to do the tracking or Chronotech, or when does Chronotech start and QuickBooks end?
Okay. Oh, and I love this part too. QuickBooks is awesome. So we do have an API interface with the QuickBooks. Right now, today, it's with the desktop version, PC version of QuickBooks, but we're in the process of developing an integration with the online version of QuickBooks. So honestly, I wish I could show you right now how cool it is, in that Chronotech will allow you to push a button and transfer all of your time cards in Chronotech and put them into the weekly timesheet section of QuickBooks. So it has the hours already calculated based on the customers. You know, you have all your customers, your QuickBooks customers listed in Chronotech to associate the two, to cross-reference them. So all the time cards are the same in QuickBooks as they are in Chronotech. So if you need to run further reports, you know, even billing, whatever you need out of QuickBooks, all of your data is there and all the information is ready for payroll. It literally is the quick click of a button.
Okay, so what I'm hearing, and again, I'm just going to keep repeating back, and you could be like, nope, you totally missed it, dummy, or yep, you got it, and then we'll move on. What I hear you saying is, if I have the online version of QuickBooks, which is my favorite, now, in the future, it looks like you're going to integrate top to bottom. But today, you only integrate with the desktop. So if I have the online version, I got three options. One, I could not use Chronotech, which I'm not a fan of, but sure. Two, we could switch to the desktop version, which I don't know how much time, depending on the size of your company, that could be a big or small task. Or three, I could still use Chronotech. It won't be super, super slick. Everything's not the push of a button. I might not have to invest, depending on the size of my company and complex of my payroll, an additional 5 to 25 minutes a week or payroll session kind of doing it manually. Is that a fair statement, or did I over-understand?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. No, because Chronotech has already calculated the hours for you, so it would be a manual process. But literally, the online, it's one of our top priorities. We'd hope to get it finished by the end of this year, but it's going to be a first quarter, hopefully complete, completed task. So we're looking at a small window of time that it would need to be manual.
Okay, and everybody who's listening, this is being recorded, give or take Thanksgiving, end of November in 2016. So it sounds like February, March 2017. Hopefully that'll be available, but obviously you can go to chronotech.net and find out the details for today, correct?
That's right. Okay. That's right. That's our goal.
So let me give you the big problem I know I'm going to have, and I really want to spend time on this one because, again, I feel like with everyone that I've gotten, I've had zero, it's too expensive, or I don't have the money. And I'm not saying that's not out there. I don't know what you guys charge, but generally that's not the objection I get. The objection, whether they say it or just the reality of why they don't make a move, is I'm afraid of the integration process. I've got to make a change and I'm scared. And my fear is people are going to listen to this podcast. They're going to get super fired up. They're going to call you guys, get signed up, and they're going to be all fired up, but then nothing's going to happen. It's not going to quote unquote take, right? It won't get done. And then 3 months later, 2 months, they're going to call, hey, it never didn't work for us, so we want to quit. And what it means is not that it didn't work, but we never got it integrated. So talk to me about what that process looks like. Because as a business owner, I'm like, it's going to be a headache. It's just going to be, I know it. It's going to be a pain in the neck. Talk to me about, is that true to a degree, false? How can we, A, what's the real process? And B, how can we make it super easy so actually people get benefit as opposed to just going through the steps and not getting anywhere?
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up. We have never had an issue of someone being able to integrate their QuickBooks. Never. We have success story after success story. And yes, sometimes it can be an extra setup. And here's why. Not everybody sets up their QuickBooks the same way. We've seen some pretty strange setups.
Now, so hold on.
To
I think you're answering a question. I didn't do a good job asking a question. That's on me. I'm not talking about QuickBooks so much, although that would be a piece of it. It's just
you're talking about change. Khan Academy.
Right now, I've got a system, and I know the system's no good. I know that, but I know it, and it's quote unquote easy in my mind, and it's no big deal. So there's a lot. I've got to call you guys. I've got to, I'm assuming, sign something or another. I've got to give you money, and then I've got to talk to my employees, and I got to start a whole process, and they're going to yell at me, and I don't want to do that. And then obviously there's a QuickBooks piece of it, and even maybe there's all these cool reports, but they're going to be hard to get. That's kind of as a business. It's not just the QuickBooks. The QuickBooks is a piece of it, and I'm not saying your thing doesn't work. Like, I'm going to try my best and it won't work. I'm saying, just as a reality, as a business owner, I got 47 things on my list. This, you know, before this podcast was number 23. Now it's up to number 6, but I still got 5 things ahead of it. So I'm not, please don't hear me going, hey, I hear a lot of people trying to integrate and you guys go, well, but it just doesn't work for you and your company. Not at all. It's just me as a business owner. I'm like, Cheryl, I think this is going to take 10 or 20 hours and it's going to be a big headache. And it just doesn't work. Not because you don't work or the software doesn't work, but because I didn't do what it took to kind of get educated, right? This is new software. I got to learn it. So it's just the learning curve. And to me, that just sounds like a big headache. And again, maybe I'm making it up. You're like, no, it's not. Maybe it is. Just talk to me about that.
Okay. Well, and that's, I love that question too. See, the system was designed to be implemented in layers. So although there's a whole lot available to you at once, okay, we do like to help implement piece by piece so that it doesn't feel like a begrudging task and a whole large system to learn. It's actually very, very easy. It's easy to set up. It's easy to use. And most importantly, it's easy for your employees to understand. They make a phone call. They download the app. Boom, they need to set up a password for their username if they use the app. They're done. You know, each person is given either a login access, you know, or a 6-digit PIN that they have to enter. So the employee part is very, very easy. From the administrator or business owner side.
And hold on, before we leave the employee, and I just want to go real slow because honest to goodness, I think this is probably the biggest barrier between people getting the value that we're talking about or not. So if I beat you up, it's not because I just want to make sure that we get it. So let's say I'm totally dumb and I'm not getting coaching with Mike and I'm afraid of my employees and they're firmly in charge. I love that you said we give some kind of data or some handouts or some materials that I can share with my people I'm bidding with to kind of go over the value of that. Do you guys have any help in terms of, hey, here's what a conversation with an employee might look like, or here's some data or handouts you can give them? Or is there any walkthrough process, or is it just the technical side?
For the employees, as far as helping them to use the system?
Well, yeah, helping me have that conversation, first of all, and then B, the technical side of they don't understand. Because again, a lot of them aren't going to go, I'm not going to use that mic. I'm cheating you and I don't want you to find out. They're going to say something like,
yeah,
I tried and it was too hard and I don't know and I can't do this. It's too, you know, they're going to kind of play dumb.
Gotcha.
And then I'm going to go, well, either I got to dive in and figure this out, or I got to go, okay, Bob, you don't have to use it. You can keep screwing me night after night.
No. As far as coaching, we don't have, it's actually interesting. We don't have any documentation, but that might be something we need to put in the new sign-up packets, you know, or on our frequently asked questions page. The bottom line is, it is so easy for employees to follow the rules. If they're not following the rules by wanting to be honest, you don't need them in your organization anyway. It's hard to find good people, I know.
So you're saying if they're going, it's too hard or whatever, it's BS. There's no way that's a real objection. They're really saying, I don't want you tracking me.
Exactly.
Okay.
The customers that have not used Chronotech because the employees won't use the system will ultimately go under.
Yeah, that's a big, I deal with that on the coaching side because that's what I do. And when I get people that I give coaching and they're like, yep, I know it, and whatever, right? Time track, anything. Mm-hmm. And they come back, the employees won't do it. I'm like, whoa. We got a far bigger problem than you're tracking your hours when you, the boss,
exactly.
are saying, this is what we're going to do. And the employees exactly. decide no. We got to step back. Yeah. We'll get to Chronotech next.
Exactly.
But first, we got to figure out why your employees are they writing you a check? Yeah. Okay. So time-wise, just give me kind of my – I'm a dumb owner, right? The average guy is average. I'm not even that. I'm dumb. I'm not good at anything. I don't understand computers. I'm just dumb as a stump.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, I sign up. I give you my credit card, my money, whatever. That's all handled. I go tell all my employees, go download this app, or here's the number. I'm assuming that takes me, mm-hmm. however, you know, I could, you know, that's a 10-minute task if I just have a company meeting and tell everybody. What has to happen next? Mm-hmm. I'm still like, okay, now what?
Okay. Well, we do offer tools to help you, you know, videos and tools to help you get started. But otherwise, call our support team and we will coach you on getting your account set up. It's as simple as adding all of your employees that work for you as an employee onto the system. And then adding all of your customers. So to get started, you literally need to add 2 bits of data, you know, for the employees and your customers. Give your employees the direction sheets that we do provide you, and they can start clocking in and out immediately.
Okay, so there is
that specific simple to do.
Direction sheet. So it's if I can explain it to my mm-hmm. employees, but on top of that, I can hand them, here's how to do it. So there's kind of some paraphernalia, so to speak, in terms of here's how
right.
to use this, employees. Okay. So if I've got 20 employees and 20 customers, I'm totally making this up, what kind of time commitment would it take me to enter the customer data and the employee data for all 40 of those, you know, customers/employees? I don't need
20
to the second,
minutes?
Like, okay, 20, 30 minutes. So if I've got, okay.
I mean, 15 to the normal person. You're distracted, 30, you know, okay. It's literally boom, 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 enter.
So even if I've got a fairly large company, this an hour, two tops for dozens, if not hundreds of employees is all it's going to take. And I could probably sub that out to an administrator.
Exactly. Exactly. If you've got a large company, over 200 employees or so and customers, we can, you know, help with an import feature on that. But yeah, it literally is. It's as easy as typing the name, generating a code and or generating adding their email address for your employees and safe, and you're done. Because everything else can come ahead. You know, once you get the system in place for your employees and just for you, the owner, to get comfortable with the system, all of the other pieces can start falling into place. And you can decide which pieces of Chronotech you want to use. You might not want to use it all. I would hope you would, but you don't have to. You know?
Yeah, I like that layered thing, so it's not this huge commitment. So once I sign up with you guys, and I don't know, if I called now and talked to somebody, hey, would they talk to you, Shell, or somebody else, or just whoever answers the phone?
Oh, they might talk to me. They okay. absolutely might. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm you guys, clean, I would ask for Cheryl, I'm just saying. I'll talk to whoever. If Cheryl's there, I'm having her set me up. So what's that conversation?
We have the best team, Mike.
Well, yeah, if you hire from church, all nice, like Cheryl, I got nothing but love for you guys. So if I call, what's that process take to be like, all right, here's my company, whatever information. How long? I'm just trying to get from like zero to mm-hmm. I'm ready to go in terms of headache.
All right. So the first step is to go to our website and literally sign up for the free trial. And when I say literally, your first experience with Chronotech is our treat. We want you to get your account set up. We call it a trial account, but it's really a free 30-day session, okay? So sign up for your account, and that's by going to the website, putting in your business information, your address, your phone number, your email, just so we can get in touch with you if we need to. We don't market, you know, we have everything private. We don't sell our data. It's our Chronotech proprietary data. Get your account set up. As you do that, as you hit the sign up button, we will email you an account and an account code that tell you how to log into your account. You can either watch a simple video on how to set up your employees and jobs, or you can print a guide. And then from that point, like I said, you know, you can start using the system. What we really do like, though, Mike, is to work with our customers over that trial session, because everybody learns at a different pace. Everybody's technical in a different level, maybe not technical at all. So that's why the trial is very important to Chronotech, because we don't want you to waste your time in a system that might not be what you're looking for, but or might not be what you understand. So if you'll call us, we will help coach you through the setup process, listen to your needs as a business, and help you decide which, you know, which way might be the best for you to use the system, the schedule, the report, the alerts. There's so much that can be used. So if we can work with you, we can have the opportunity to explain that so you don't have to figure it out on your own if you don't understand what we've already given you.
All right, let me wrap up, and then I'll give you an opportunity to share anything I've missed. But I just want to make sure, because you're blowing my mind, I want to make sure I got it right. First of all, just like we talked about, the employees that don't want to be tracked, usually a good indicator there's a problem there. And the flip side is the employees that not only are okay with it but welcome it, usually it's because they're like, I know I do a good job, and I want someone to recognize that good job, and I want to work with those employees. I feel very similar with the people that give the free trials, right? If you're like, nope, you got to sign a year-long contract, you got to give us a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why is that? Does your product suck and you're trying to tie me up so I'm stuck with it if I don't like it? And then the reverse is, right. And I'm not saying there aren't very legitimate companies out there that do that. I'm not, please don't hear me saying that. But just as a general rule, just like there aren't maybe one employee out there that doesn't want to be tracked that's fantastic, and maybe there's an employee out there that doesn't want to be tracked, or that doesn't want to be tracked that stinks, but certainly the exception that proves the rule. The companies that say, we are going to do all the investment. So upfront, it costs you nothing. We're going to give you access to the software that we've spent hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to make amazing. We're going to give you a bunch of customer service that we have to pay, right? Cheryl, as nice as she is, I'm sure the folks at Chronotech give her money. She's like, I will spend time with you on our dime just to make sure you have a good experience, and all this for the first month is nothing. Those are the people I want to deal with because they know they got the goods, right? They couldn't do that unless their product was awesome, or they would just do nothing but free trials and never make any dollars. So unless the owner's independently wealthy, I'm guessing your guys' stuff kicks butt because you're like, hey, it's free. If it's no good and you don't love it, then we don't make any money. Am I missing anything on that point?
You know what? It's so true. The people that come to Chronotech as a trial customer and try the system, our conversion rate is outstanding. The people that won't try it never know what they miss because they might have the fears that you mentioned. They might think it's too hard to do. You can do this. Anybody can do this. It is so, so simple. And you're right. We have proven this trial process over and over. We have the most loyal customers because of what we offer them in the beginning. We're not a call center. Most of us at Chronotech, or all of us, have either corporate experience or small business experience ourselves. So we get it. We understand what your need is, and we want to help you. We're like you, Mike. We want to see businesses grow and thrive. You thrive. We all thrive.
Well, that's the funny thing is I'm totally getting your passion and enthusiasm. You're a nerd like me. I get all excited about stupid stuff like time tracking and GPS. So I love that I found a fellow nerd to geek out with me. All right. We have talked. We are both way too fired up about nerdy stuff. Before we call this, anything I missed, any tidbit of knowledge, anything that you want to share, the floor is yours to say anything that you think can bring value to Cleaning Nation before we end.
I just want to tell, again, as I kind of said just earlier, I want to repeat it and stress it. The world is yours. The business that you have taken the time to create is yours to lose. With the right processes in place, you can streamline all of the sides of the business that you don't like to do, don't want to do, or don't understand the depths of how to do it. Make sure you have a tool in place to help you with those parts. Everything else will fall into place. I promise you, you will not be disappointed in trying a timekeeping system like Chronotech.
Man, if I could say it better, I would, but I can't. So I'm going to let that be. You have the final word, Cheryl. Thank you so much for joining us. I love your passion and your energy. I appreciate you. I know that Clean Nation out there is absolutely loving you, and you're going to get calls, and I probably screwed you. They're all going to want to talk to Cheryl, but Cleaning Nation, I'm sure the other people are nice. Let her have a day off. Talk to whoever's down there. When you want to check out Cheryl's show notes page, of course, I'll get a link to the website and get everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. It is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.